for 2 years in the college, and then he worked 1 year at Pete Patton Company before he went on to school at Ferris Institute to finish his education. And we were working together on different projects, primarily in the art department. And that's when we started dating. So we dated for about a year and a half before we were married, maybe just before he finished Ferris Institute. And we've had a nice relationship as well since then, of course.
Did you ever get any hassle because you were dating the boss?
Oh, yes, I did. But I just never let it bother me. And there was a lot of harassment about it, dating the boss's son. Of course, Doug never felt that he was the boss's son and never really acted like it either. So it was.
Would you see it any differently then as it is today?
Just oh, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. Things were always the same. You know, people still have strange attitudes about certain situations. But after a while, everybody accepted the fact that I was dating Doug Lewis, and they couldn't bother us about it, so they gave up.
Is there anything else you care to add off the top of your head before we finish?
I don't believe it. Not that I can think of offhand.
Okay,
if we had more time, we could go into a lot of things deeper and study it, but there's been a lot of people that have made a study of the progress of this small company in a small community, which has been quite successful. They've had their rough years and their good years, but there are times that things aren't always good in the meat business.
Okay then, thank you for your time.